Please forgive me, Lord, for allowing my curiosity to pull me off course. Oh, boy. Don't you love it when the Lord corrects you? It's been a while since my last public correction, so I was due for one anyway. It is so easy to get wrapped up in all this Q stuff and be hungry for the next tidbit of information. Although this is not what our channel is about at all. It's about keeping Jesus company, loving and comforting him as his bride, as well as carrying burdens for those who will be lost to the Father without our prayers. We've been getting some very intense intercession with a lot of crying and intense symptoms. And I know these are times of tremendous danger, and this is all across the board with different heart dwellers, not just the intercessors. And my curiosity tempted me to look at some Q posts, and I misinterpreted what was being said because I wasn't supposed to be looking. So I want to apologize to you and set the record straight. The Lord doesn't want me seeking these things out, and my curiosity got the better part of me. I got God's correction in prayer, and I wondered, what's this about? Then it dawned on me that the message I shared with you from the post was meant as a taunt to the black cats. In other words, not much time left for you. Enjoy every minute, rather than saying that about American families being in grave danger. Now, that doesn't cancel out what the Lord had said. But I think the president has this under control. But our prayers are still very, very, very important. And Jesus did say we are in grave danger. And also confirmed the threat of war or an event. When a heart dweller, who is also a military source, called right on the heels of talking to the Lord. In fact, he just about interrupted me. And I was seeing the Lord suffering under the crown of thorns, and he told us that black cats are set for war. So prayer is still needed. While I was writing this, a well-informed friend wrote this to me. I do believe we are under a threat because the bad guys have only moments left to do something huge to avoid being arrested and disassembled. We have cornered an angry and insane mob of evil, and it's capable of anything at this time and will do anything it can to avoid being defeated. Many of them do not care if they die, and to them prison is the same as death. So they have absolutely nothing to lose. We are in their final moments to react. And the Lord did say that America will not remain unscathed. In the same message about the suitcase nukes, I think that was a couple weeks ago. Well, that takes us right back to square one, guys. Pray for the nation. Pray for the offenders who will be lost to God unless they repent in their last moments. And please, pray for me that I don't get carried away again. I love you all. God bless you.